views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to Carter. Hey, Carter, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
How was your weekend?
It was good. Nice and relaxing. Finally getting some sun around here in Seattle. It was great.
I know the feeling. It was actually a beautiful weekend here. It was very hot. We had probably in the hundreds, and it was very humid. And we got some good storms that settled out and evened everything out and gave us a little balance with that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, not to get too personal, so you can keep it generic.
All right.
What would you say, you know, you're pretty active, right?
I like to think so. I like to run. And
yeah, so you're a runner.
Yeah.
How would you say your health is?
It's a good question. Could be better. Could be worse, but it could be better.
All right. How about your overall wellness?
Overall wellness. I'd say the same, actually. I'd say I'm doing pretty good, but it could be better. Yeah.
Okay. I always put you on the spot. I'm sorry. So okay, I ask because, you know, many times people will see health as being free from illness or injury and wellness as a state of being in good health. You know, they are linked, you know, and I agree that they are linked, but the definition I really wouldn't agree with. The World Health Organization, also known as WHO, defines health and wellness as a complete state of physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or informality. So it's not just, I don't have diabetes, I don't have a heart condition, I don't have a broken leg. You know, so it's so much more to that. And that definition from WHO is something I really agree with. Wellness is much more than merely physical health, exercise, or even nutrition. It's the full integration of states of physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, really just to name a few. You know, the concept of wellness begs for us to look at a holistic and integrative approach, which is something I've truly built my coaching practice around. You know, take, for example, do you ever find yourself functioning like a machine on autopilot? You know, you're feeling disconnected from yourself and those around you. You know, but you aren't sick. So what is it? You know, you don't have the medicine head. You don't even know. One day you're driving, you're like, wait a second, how did I get from point A to point B? You're just disconnected. You know, or what about feeling overwhelmed with all you have on your plate? You're unsure how to find time for responsibilities from work, kids, significant others, family, friends, your home life. You know, but there have been no major catastrophes causing increased stress. I mean, how many times have, let's say, for example, Carter, you feel like you can't get out for that run? You just don't have that time.
More often than I'd like to admit.
Yeah. And you know, you're not alone. You know, today's episode, we're going to learn how holistic and integrative approaches can lead you to the right balance to bring harmony between the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health and wellness. And when you are able to create this balance, you learn how to live, love, and let go. But it's so much more than just those four body systems, than just mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. You know, there are varying opinions on how many there are out there, but there are many different dimensions. Some say six, some say seven, some say eight. But they include physical, which is your diet and nutrition, exercise and fitness, supplements and herbs. Emotional, which is happiness and peace, attitude and outlook, intuition and creativity. There's your mental, your stress management, your practical skill building, your presence, your mindfulness. You've got your spiritual, your life purpose, your connection to a higher spirit, really the world itself, the community around you. You've got your economical and financial, you know, your relationship with money, your research, your resources, your energy flow. And you have your occupational, which is your job, your self-development, personal development, and your environmental, how you are with the world around you, meaning what is your carbon footprint, and your social, your relationships, communication, family history, your patterns, community involvement, and the such. You know, the dimensions really overlap, and that's what is so important. They are all interconnected, you know, many feeding and relying on one another. And balance is right at the center of it all. It is the integration of all the parts, the wholeness, the love and acceptance. So, you know, let's compare really balance, the wellness balance, to that of a flat tire. And I like this analogy because when you get a flat tire, what happens to the vehicle? It makes it more difficult to steer straight. It makes the ride bumpy and shaky. You've got overall steering difficulty, meaning it's going to pull to the left, pull to the right. You can cause a wreck. You know, it makes it harder and possible to reach your destination. And even if you don't have a complete flat, but that tire is just low, it causes low fuel economy, again, pulling to the one side or another, making yourself worry on, oh my gosh, what's going to happen if I hit a pothole? You know, big issue here in Wisconsin. And that's just with the vehicle. So what do you feel when this happens? You know, if you get a flat tire or even a low tire, you're getting frustrated, you're annoyed, you're inconvenienced, you're afraid. It's truly tiring, no pun intended. And you're stressed because is it going to cost me more time and I'm going to be late for work? How much money is this going to cost? Because I can't just buy one new tire if it's not replaceable. The fear that you could actually, if you get a flat and a blowout, your fear for your safety, the safety of others, your fear of causing damage to the vehicle. No, and that's sort of thing is really the same when you go through all of that, when you're out of balance in your overall wellness. You know, and I speak firsthand from this. If you've heard any of the other podcasts, and if you haven't, go to getrootedradio.com. All the archives are there. But in some of my other podcasts, I've talked about truly being out of balance. And it's what really caused bad things to happen to me. I mean, I was in the best physical condition. I was training for a half marathon. I was eating properly. I was pretty much getting the sleep I needed. But I was so stressed, and that was causing havoc within my body, that it led to a stroke. And you wouldn't think, looking at me, you know, my blood pressure was fine. My cholesterol, for the most part, was fine. You know, all these things were fine. But I was so focused, I had the blinders on to other parts of my overall wellness, that I wasn't paying attention to that. And it's the same thing. When you see that light come on in your vehicle, how many times do we think, oh, I can push it. I don't really need that oil change. Oh, the headlight's out. It's okay. I can go a little bit longer. Oh, the gas light came on. I have about 20 more miles, depending on your vehicle. And you think you can push it just a little bit further. And that's what we do to our bodies. And even though you do know your body the best, you also tend to ignore the signs, right? Those lights that come on. And when we do that and don't look at ourselves as a whole person, as the true different dimensions that we have, and see how they overlap from one to the other, that is very problematic. And that's how we start losing our balance. And really what I want to talk about during today's episode is the integrative and holistic balance. What's some ideas that we can do? What are some differences between holistic and integrative approaches? And then really dig into a way to assess your overall wellness. It's something called the wellness wheel. And we'll get more into that later on in the episode. But it's so important to take the time and truly be a whole person. It's not to say that in different times of your life that you might experience heavier mental and emotional balance than you might do with your physical, but you need to know when to even those out. An example that I like to use is that of a CPA or somebody who prepares taxes. Is they know that their year is the busiest typically between January, February, and end of April or so in here in the States anyways. And that's because that's the biggest tax preparation time for us. But the rest of the year, they know they have a little bit more time. And again, this is a generic analysis. Some CPAs might be saying, what? I'm busy all year round. But for the most part, that's when they are the busiest. And they know that, and they can prepare for that. And they know that they might be a little bit out of balance in different areas of their life. They might not be paying as much attention to their social dimension as they would be to their occupational. They might not get as much sleep, and they might, which might lead to some more emotional or mental stress or physical stress. So they can prepare for that. And so it's not to say that all the time you're going to be this even teeter-totter, right? The seesaw. You're not going to be constantly straight. You're not going to be in a perfect circle. But knowing and being able to prepare for that is what's so important. And when we get back, so we're going to discuss really integrative and holistic methods, as well as how to really assess your balance in all of the upcoming segments. First, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get into integrative and holistic wellness. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then it is time to let go of what no longer serves you and take action to live the life you love and deserve. Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills of Get Rooted Radio and creator of the Rooted Life Virtual Group Coaching Series. Join me for this 12-week experience that will equip, empower, and enlighten you to live it up, love it up, and let it go. This series includes weekly group and individual coaching sessions, accountability, words of encouragement, tips and techniques to achieving your personal and professional goals. The next Rooted Life 12-week session begins August 27th. The group coaching calls will be Tuesday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. To sign up or to schedule your free Empower Hour, visit my website, getrootedradio.com, and click on the Rooted Life tab at the top. I look forward to walking alongside you on this journey. But don't delay, space is limited. Again, the next session begins August 27th. Go to getrootedradio.com to sign up today.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and encouragement to keep you moving on your path. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. During the last segment, we discussed health and wellness and how looking at the whole person and the world around them is imperative to creating balance in your life. Now, this is true from both a holistic and integrative approaches. So holistic medicine, there's usually some confusion between like holistic and homeopathic. Holistic medicine is really a form of healing that considers the whole person, your body, mind, and spirit, and really focuses on the different emotions in a quest for optimal health and wellness. And typically there are five aspects of holistic health: the physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual. You know, in order to be considered well, right, quote unquote well, it is imperative for none of those areas to be neglected. And then integrative health, or even health care, if you want to look at it that way, is really an approach to caring for a person that seeks to integrate the best of Western scientific medicine with a broader of an understanding of the nature of the illness, the healing, and the wellness. You know, the defining really principles of integrative medicine are that the patient and the practitioner, your PCP, your doctor, surgeon, whatever it might be, you're all partners in the healing process. You know, you're treating the whole patient, the mind, body, and spirit again, in a way that addresses the causes, the symptoms of an illness or a condition. You know, you're also looking at the surroundings of that individual, of the patient, so to speak. You know, you're looking at the family, the communities, and treating, for lack of better terms, the whole family. I'm not saying that the PCP is seeing your entire family, but they're looking at all the outside areas of the individual's life to really get an integrative approach. It's trying to be more preventative than just treat the symptoms. You know, it's when you have a headache, are you the first thing to do is to pop some acetaminophen or ibuprofen? Or are you trying to think of what's causing these headaches? You know, is it a stress symptom? Is it the allergies? You know, what are you doing? Because a lot of times we tend to treat symptoms as opposed to getting to the root cause and trying to evaluate where we want to go in that case. And that's what's so great and what I love personally about integrative and holistic approaches. They all strive to empower really the body's natural healing responses by creating the conditions necessary for self-healing to occur. You know, stress, toxic relationships, poor eating habits, a sedentary lifestyle, and too little time for mindfulness really can all inhibit the body's natural ability to heal itself. And when we realize that, and then we can strengthen and facilitate the body's self-healing, it can help become less reliant on medications such as the stimulants, the antibiotics, those sort of things. So don't get me wrong. Those are all necessary at times. And I'm by no means saying that we shouldn't go to the doctor or anything like that, because there are so many advances in medicine that then really can help individuals. But what are we looking at the root cause? What are we looking at our whole self to get to those different dimensions that I mentioned earlier? It's really relying on traditional and alternative methods, Western versus Eastern medicines, right? Or natural and organic versus man-made. You know, looking at all those in conjunction with one another as opposed to against one another. And if we can really marry the two together, that's when these approaches really grow and can be totally beneficial to so many individuals. you know, more and more people are seeking integrative and holistic therapies to treat and prevent. And I think that's the biggest thing, is prevent individuals' overall health and wellness to diminish, or help them become better, more full, more well-rounded. You know, there's different therapies. So you might hear it be called complementary or alternative therapies. You know, those therapies include any approach that is considered to be outside the mainstream of the traditional healthcare systems. And many times these holistic therapies, again, surround the whole person. The whole person is considered for health and healing. The whole person is considered during the treatment. It has the mental, the emotional, the spiritual aspects. And you're seeing more traditional, at least in the States, many other countries have been doing this for years, and we can learn and grow from that. But when we're looking at integrating more holistic and integrative therapies to your traditional techniques, in, like, for example, cancer, you know, there might be somebody who is getting chemo, but they're also being prescribed meditation, mindfulness, yoga, Tai Chi, those varying items that people can do to improve their overall wellness, not just the specific health, not just attacking that one area. You know, complementary is a little bit different than alternative or holistic medicine, because it's used with traditional medicine techniques, and alternative medicine is used in place of a traditional approach. And then integrative medicine, truly defined from the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, what their definition is, combines mainstream medical therapies and complementary or alternative therapies for which there is some high quality scientific evidence of safety and effectiveness. So the true definition is where that they can actually judge it, right? They can give it a quantitative value, and they can prove with scientific evidence that it's safe and effective. So there are many different examples, and I named a few of them earlier, of integrative approaches. You've got your guided imagery, very similar form of meditation. You've got your biofeedback, massage therapy, nutritional counseling. You've got your exercise, Tai Chi, yoga, your support groups, hypnosis, music therapy, and art therapy, herbal and essential oil medicine, acupuncture, energy therapy such as Reiki, earthing or grounding, and homeopathic and natural remedies. And I could go on and on. The list really is huge. And one thing to remember is truly what is best for one individual may not be for another, you know, or really may not resonate with someone. But in either event, through the use of integrative and holistic approaches, many illnesses may be able to be prevented. You know, and take, for example, how your emotional health impacts your physical health. You know, people who have a good emotional health, they're aware of their thoughts and their feelings and their behaviors. They have learned healthy ways to cope with stress and problems that are really a normal part of their life. And they feel good about themselves and have healthy relationships. However, many things that happen in our lives really can disrupt that emotional health. And it can lead to strong feelings of sadness and stress and anxiety. You know, even good or wanted changes can be as stressful as unwanted changes. You think of getting married, planning a wedding, that can be extremely stressful. You want to do it. You want to go through all those preparations, but it can be extremely stressful. So even the wanted changes can be stressful. Your body responds to the way you think, feel, and act. So when somebody says, think positive, it means so much more. It's not to say that their head is buried in the sand and they don't know or don't understand that bad things happen. But when they think positive, their body responds, right? They respond to this. It's one type of the mind-body connection. You know, when you're stressed and anxious or upset, your body reacts in a way that might tell you that something isn't right. You know, you could develop high blood pressure or a stomach ulcer after a particularly stressful event, like a death of a loved one. and you have that, and you can react to it. But by becoming aware of the relationship with your body and the body systems and the dimensions that we mentioned, we can learn to be proactive, truly, rather than reactive. And that is what I think sometimes we truly forget. By implementing the meditation, music therapy, or other techniques, you may be able to combat the high blood pressure or reduce the ulcer, or those varying types of activities. Many people have been able to improve their cholesterol levels just by exercising more, right? Because you've got your ratio. I have genetically high cholesterol. It runs in my family. However, based on my exercise and eating better, I've been able to even that out. We do monitor it still, but there's many things that you can be proactive by simply using different integrative approaches. And for me, meditation is a huge one of those. Meditation and mindfulness and journaling, I know if I don't do it every day, I can feel the difference in my attitude. I can feel the difference in my stress levels. And just by simply implementing that, I have been able to improve my quality of life. And that's what is really at the heart of integrative and holistic approaches. And it's even more so about looking at the overall balance. And when we do this, we can become more of a whole person. And so what I really want to get focused on during the next segment, and when we get back, we're going to discuss in much greater detail the various dimensions and how you can assess your wellness. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
And Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit getrootedradio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's getrootedradio.com. The past several segments, we've been talking about varying integrative and holistic methods. You know, one way to see if we are balanced or whether or not we have a flat tire is to evaluate your wellness wheel. And what the wellness wheel is a visual guide to better understand the dimensions or areas of our life that make up our overall wellness and overall health. The dimensions are comprised of really common characteristics and identities and behaviors. The dimensions I mentioned earlier, such as the social, emotional, intellectual, physical, spiritual, and occupational, are aspects of who we are. When one area is out of alignment, ignored, neglected, or too much emphasis and time spent on one over the other, we become unbalanced. That's when our tire starts deflating. That's where we start getting a flat. But what I want to do on this one is really get into more into each of the dimensions. So let's talk about physical health. I think that's one thing that most people are really familiar with. That's typically your body, nutrition, exercise, you know, really healthy habits. And this dimension considers your overall health and what you need to do to maintain a really healthy quality of life. It's really making conscious decisions to be healthy. And it's our ability to take charge of your health by making those decisions. So it's the exercise, like I said, getting in. The CDC, I believe, recommends 150 moderate hours for adults. So if you broke that down, it could be 30 minutes five times a day, and you've gotten your physical health restrictions. And again, these are just guidelines. You should always consult a physician before getting to any exercise program. But that's the physical health dimension. And some questions that you can consider, and that when you're doing your wellness wheel, what you would do is answer questions such as, I eat a balanced nutrition diet. What do you rate that as? I exercise at least blank times per week. I do not use alcohol or use it in moderation. I avoid street drugs. I'm a reasonable weight for my height. Am I a smoker or a non-smoker? So those are just some of the aspects that we look at when we're looking at the physical dimension. The next is the emotional, mental health. And typically those are the feelings, your emotions, your reaction to the events around you. You know, and also how you view yourself. This is a dimension where you are in touch with your feelings and emotions of sorrow, joy, love. It's not only the awareness, but the acceptance of those feelings. And this is also where the dimension that helps us to cope with emotional changes, the life's ups and downs, and how do we cope with those? Some of the questions that we take a look at when we're doing our wellness wheel are such as, you have a sense of fun and laughter. I am able to feel and label my emotions. I'm really able to express my emotions appropriately. I'm able to comfort or console myself when I am troubled. I have a sense of control, and I'm able to adapt to change. And then you also get a chance to really describe, how do others describe you, right? Are they describing you as emotionally stable? And those are really things that we look at in the emotional, mental dimension. And again, these are just sample sort of questions that are asked. This is, again, just an assessment of your overall wellness. The other dimension is a spiritual, right? Your spiritual health. It's more than religion. So I think we need to be really clear on that. it's really your values. It, the dimension helps to establish the peace and the harmony in our lives. And it makes meaning of what happens to us. It's the ability to discover what your purpose in life is, how you react or really affiliate to either a greater good, a greater being, or whether you don't. And again, there's no judgment in whatever that might be. Some of the things that you take a look at when you're looking at your spiritual health on the wellness wheel are, you have a general sense of serenity. You have a faith in a higher power. You meditate or pray or engage in some sort of type of a growth practice. Whether or not you have a sense of meaning and purpose in your life, that you trust others and are able to forgive others as well as yourself and really let go. You have really principles or ethics or morals that guide you in your life. And it's a matter of rating yourself when you do this. And one thing I should note is when you're answering questions on the wellness wheel, you kind of look at the wheel and you decide, where am I? Essentially on a scale from 0 to 10. And if I'm marking my comparison on this, I want to make sure, can I get a circle? Or am I more of a heavy on one side versus the other? And what's so great about this is that it's neat to do it when you start something. You know, I have my clients during our 12-week sessions. I have clients do it at the beginning and I have them do it at the end to see how have things changed? How have you incorporated different things in your life? We're going to go through a couple others, but if you would like a copy of this wellness wheel and to be able to do your own assessment, just subscribe at getrootedradio.com and I will get you one out for free. Just subscribe. I'll have your email and I'll shoot it out to you. The next dimension I want to take a look at is the social. So your social health, your social wellness really gets to your relationships, respect your community interaction. It truly embodies and considers how we relate to others, how we connect and communicate and get along with the people we're surrounded by. And this can be harder for others. I mean, some people have social anxiety, so just being around others makes them very anxious. And that's when we get to, how are we communicating that with our friends and our families and loved ones? You know, how we relate to those around us not only includes having fun, but it's our support system, our interaction, and how we spend our free time with others. Now, there's nothing wrong with being able to spend time alone, and many times that's needed. I know it is for me personally, is that I need to be alone sometimes after being with a big group of people. But how do we connect and we socially interact with others can affect our social health. Some of the questions that we take a look at is, you know, am I able to resolve conflicts in my life? Am I aware of the feelings of others and can respond appropriately? I have at least X amount of people with whom I have a close, trusting relationship. I have satisfying social interactions with others. And a big one I think we all forget about is, I'm aware of and able to set and respect my own and others' boundaries. Boundary management is a huge issue with so many people. You know, and another one, I have a sense of belonging and not being isolated. And those can be very big ones, because a lot of times we put those on ourselves, especially in the social environment. We know we might not go to an event, but we still want to be invited. But that doesn't always play out well in our circles. So making sure that we are self-aware and we can communicate that is so important. But that was social, our social wellness. The next is our occupational health. And this one is, I also get into like personal development, little bit into your work-life balance. So that's your skills, your satisfaction with your work, your personal development, those sort of things, and how we are balancing. I don't particularly love the word work-life balance. I rather say work-life alignment. But, you know, the dimension really involves finding fulfillment in your job and knowing that it has meaning. Because every job, no matter you're the janitor to the CEO, has meaning and has value. And knowing that what you do is important and it helps others and it's good for you is so important. So finding fulfillment in your job and knowing it has meaning. And it's also the ability to establish balance, like I said, between the work and the leisure time and how they cross over, and understanding that as much as you want to keep work and home separate, they are going to intertwine. Things that are happening at work affect you at home because you can't always turn it off on a dime. And that is important. Some things that we ask ourselves when we're doing the assessment is, I have a solid balance between surrounding my behavior at work and school and how I release and let go when I leave each one. How we look at spending our time when we're at work. Are we feeling fulfilled or are we dreading each and every moment? And are we feeling personally fulfilled in developing new skills in our work? Another one that kind of goes along with occupational is finance, your financial health, is your relationship with money, your relationship with resources, not only money, you know, financial, like dollar resources, but your time and energy. We also take a look at what is not only like basic things like your credit score, but also how are we looking at all these items and how they relate and add stressors or stress relievers to our life. Some of the questions that we take a look at is that we have a solid balance between saving and spending and how we use money positively. You know, are you gambling? Do you have a shopping issue or anything to that effect? And that you have financial plans for the future. And then one of the last areas that I want to take a look at is the intellectual health. And that's your critical thinking, your creativity, your curiosity, the sense of feeling stimulated and engaged in learning, and staying open to new ideas and perspectives. And really intellectual wellness is that open mind, that perspective, understanding that many others around us have different perspectives based on their how they were raised, their culture, their experiences, and being open to that critical thinking and being curious and asking those questions. Some of the questions in the intellectual health section would include, I pursue mentally stimulating interests or hobbies. I am generally satisfied with my education or vocation. I have positive thoughts. I would describe myself as a lifelong learner. I commit time and energy to professional and self-development. And again, these are just examples of the different questions and the different dimensions in the wellness wheel. And what is, for me, what I find really so engaging and so important is that we assess ourselves and we are honest with ourselves. You don't want to score and do it so that you look like you did a good job, right? You need to be open and honest. And that's a first step in really looking at your overall health and wellness. So if you'd like to get a complete your own wellness wheel assessment, again, go to getrootedradio.com and subscribe. I'll send you a free copy of an assessment with the instructions on how to fill it out, what you need to do, and how you can really then, I don't say score, but look at what your outcome is. And that way you have a better idea of maybe what other areas you need to focus your time and energy and resources on so that you become more of an overall health and wellness balanced individual. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll have some tips to creating balance. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the tips during the last segment, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. And if you'd like a copy of your own wellness wheel to fill out, subscribe at GetRootedRadio.com and I'll send you a free copy with instructions. So through the areas we discussed during today's episode, really, what are you finding? Think about it for a moment. Are you being pulled in too many directions? Do you long for the balance in your life? And I think it is more about creating a balance than simply finding it. You know, there's a lot of people who talk about finding your balance. And sometimes you're not going to lift up the couch cushion and find some change. You're going to have to create it. I really equate it to when people say, I don't have time to do X, Y, and Z. You know, we make time for what's important to us. And it's like exercise. I was thinking to myself, oh, I don't really have time to go to the gym today, or I don't have time to go for that bike ride. But yet I binge watched 2 hours of something on Netflix. I could have easily gone to the gym and taken a bike ride. I could have done both. But instead, I chose to sit and watch Veronica Mars. You know, don't judge me. I'm sorry. But it's what making time and creating that time to do what's important to us and really what's going to make us that better person, right? It's, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And that's what this really all gets to, is don't jump in and think you're going to change everything in a moment. It's like going on a healthy eating, right? You're changing the way you eat. You're changing the way you're going to work out. If you try to say tomorrow, I am going to work out for at least 30 minutes. I am going to drink at least 12 glasses of water. I am going to get 8 hours of sleep, and I'm going to eat nothing but healthy meals. And you try to put all of that on you in one moment, you can set yourself up for disaster. And I think that's where you get overwhelmed, right? We talked about in the beginning is, do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like you are responsible for all these different actions or different things? And you need to be able to say no, and you need to be able to be responsible with yourself and what you're looking at. You know, when we create the balance, we really become more emotionally, mentally, and physically healthy, and we really have a greater sense of wellness. It increases our productivity. It makes us happier, more joyful, and truly, for me, really full of gratitude and a more well-rounded individual. And when you're creating that balance and you're able to then find it, right, you create the space for it, you open yourself up to do that, and you find that balance, it allows you to live lighter. And what I mean is that you're not so stressed about everything. You're not so obsessed with the have-tos. You know, I have to go here. You know, look at it differently. I get to. You know, I have the ability to go out and mow my lawn because I have two good legs and two good arms that I'm able to go out there. And I'm able to connect with nature, which is going to increase my spiritual health. So there's changing your perspective. And there's many ways that you can take a look and really have a chance to create that balance. And I'm going to give you just five of them right now. So get your pens ready, or get ready to listen to this on replay. So five tips to really creating balance. You want to become aware. So be honest with yourself and where you currently are in your life. Be mindful of what you have on your plate and what can be removed. So it's what I was just talking about. Know where you are. Be honest with what your limitations are, and know that, are they false limitations? Are you creating those? Don't try to do everything all at once. Lean in, slowly lean in, so that you can take one step and use those as building blocks until you get to the point of where you have your optimal balance. And the next, set goals. Take time to set goals of what you want your days to look, and not only look like, but feel like. You know, how do you want to feel at the end of the day? Make task lists of what you must get done each day. And don't leave the hardest things to the very end. So a lot of times we might make lists, or how many of us, and I'm raising my hand. I know you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand at this one. How many people make lists of things that they did already, right? So you can feel like you've checked more off that list. Don't do the easy things first, because we procrastinate and we save the harder things till later. And those are the things that are probably that most important thing that should have gotten done today. But we left it to last and we said we ran out of time. So do those harder things first. Set those goals and make that task list. And do the hardest thing first, because then those little low-hanging fruits are so much easier to just get done. Number three, connect and support. Find the people who will support, motivate, and help you become accountable, and make an active effort to connect with them. You know, don't just tell somebody that you're going to do something. I mean, definitely do that, because when you put it out in the universe, one, it's out in the universe, but two, you tell somebody else, it becomes more real, right? Sometimes I do it for myself. I put it out there on social media that I'm going to do something, because now I have people expecting to hear how it went, right? I'm going to do a triathlon. I want to do a sprint triathlon. I want to do a bike, hike, and paddle. And now I put it out there. Now all my listeners know that I want to do that. So they're going to be expecting me to report on that. and connect and support some with those people who are going to help you get there, not the naysayers who are going to try to talk you out of it or not give you the support you need. They might not be doing it with you, but if they're there to encourage and support and empower your desires, that is so important. Number four, plan and prepare. You know, things will come up to make your days go astray, go nuts. You know, make sure that you have those contingency plans, right? Those backup plans when things go off course, because they will. We all know it. Things happen. You know, these are the issues that don't need to upset your balance. But when we're ready and we're prepared, like, what if I can't pick up my son from work because I'm delayed at work? What is my backup plan? You know, knowing what your day is going to look like and having those those contingency plans in place are so important. It's the same thing when you're creating your balance. If I can't get to the gym because I go there and something else happens, or I want to take a walk outside and now it's raining. So what is your alternative? What are other things that you can do? Don't say, oh, it's raining, I guess I can't go for a run. No, what are your backup plans? You plan and prepare, because when you're prepared, you can achieve that success. And then the final thing, number five, is take action. So you need to take steps to really control the unnecessary things you do in your life. And that is by saying no, right? I just said it earlier. The should haves and could haves and different things. You can say no because you can't go help somebody else because you need to do something. Learn time management, learn boundary management, and make sure that you are putting yourself first so that you can help more people. And so that is that taking action. And remember, all of this, all of these things, it's all things in loving balance. Again, don't overextend yourself. And I really invite you to make that your personal mantra, all things in loving balance. You are in control to create a balanced life. I really want to thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to Get Rooted Radio today. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the second and fourth Thursdays of each month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to really think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Just go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, and probably more importantly, even if you feel you aren't ready, join me for the upcoming 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. A new session is launching August 27th. Go to GetRootedRadio.com, The Rooted Life tab, and you can learn more about the 12-week series. You can sign up, and you can even sign up to get that free Empower Hour. But hurry, space is limited and filling up fast. Have an incredible day, everyone. Looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.